Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pies, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 12th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Man arrested in Paso Robles for brandishing a gun in a road rage incident. South River Road closure for PG&D power line upgrades. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Yesterday afternoon at about 1:10 p.m., the Paso Robles Police Department responded to a call for service regarding a road rage incident and a man who brandished a handgun at a victim near Spring and 9th Street. Officers quickly located the suspect vehicle near 13th Street and River Road, conducting a high-risk traffic stop on the suspect. They safely took the suspect into custody, later identified as 56-year-old Jay Alba of Paso Robles. Police say they recovered a ghost gun from the suspect's vehicle. There were no injuries during this incident and no current risk to the public. Alba was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on several charges, including felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition and possession of a firearm without a serial number. A section of South River Road will be closed next week on Thursday, December 18th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The city of Paso Robles says the closure is for construction work consisting of power pole upgrades along the bluff with crane operations. PG&E is in the process of upgrading the power poles as part of their Estrella Highline project to reinforce power to the city. The closure will be along South River Road between Creston Road and Navajo Avenue. Travelers will need to use Creston Road, Nickerson Drive, and Niblick Road as detours. Construction signs will be posted to assist motorists. Supervisor Bruce Gibson's wife resigns from legislative assistant position. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Supervisor Bruce Gibson announced that his wife will not be returning to work as his legislative assistant. Sherry Gibson submitted her resignation on Thursday, with Supervisor Gibson releasing a statement and an apology as well. In Gibson's statement, he said, quote, "My decision to bring Sherry back into her role as employed district staff was approved by our Human Resources Department and was based on legal determination provided by County Council in 2016, Gibson said. However, he was made aware of a California Fair Political Practices Commission decision made in 2019, which held that an employee whose husband served on the Board of Supervisors in Placer County would be eligible to retain their current position, but a conflict of interest would arise for them to receive a promotion. Gibson concluded his statement with an apology, saying, quote, "I accept responsibility for this misunderstanding and apologize for assuming the rules of employment were the same today as they were before. It was my mistake." Winter Wonderland is returning to Atascadero this Friday, December 12th, from 5 to 9 p.m. Atascadero's Sunken Gardens and entire downtown area will be transformed into a magical holiday paradise tonight with over 70 tons of snow. A snow pile area and slide will be featured alongside Joe's Little Train, obstacle courses, gladiator joust, bounce houses, and bungee jumps. Special guests will be Mid-State Fair Queens Court and, of course, Santa Claus and his elves. Entertainment will line up the stage as well, including Atascadero High School and Middle School choirs, 805 Movement and Performing Arts, Fine Arts Academy Monarch Choir and Honors Dancers, and holiday music by Medina Light Show Design. The City of Atascadero is currently accepting band applications for its upcoming 2026 Saturday in the Park Summer Concert Series. This is the city's 23rd annual summer concert series, consisting of 7 concerts spaced between June 20th and August 15th. Concerts will be held at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. each day. Bands are paid a one-time stipend of $500, and the city will provide an audio technician for support. Applications are due Friday, January 30th, and can be submitted via email, mailed in, or dropped off at 25599 Traffic Way. Applications can be found on the City of Atascadero's webpage. The 39th annual Vine Street Christmas Victorian Showcase will be held tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. Get ready to stroll through Vine Street and see all kinds of holiday decor and meet special guests. Scrooge, Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, carolers, and so much more. The showcase will be held between 8th and 21st Streets. Traffic will be completely blocked off in these areas as well. Come celebrate the holiday season this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Vine Street. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Falcons inched past the Buccaneers 29-28. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday, we'll have the Raiders and Eagles in the morning, the Packers and Broncos in the afternoon, and finally the Vikings and Cowboys in the evening. In addition, on Sunday, the Chargers will face the Chiefs, the Rams will go against the Lions, and the 49ers will face the Titans. In the NBA, yesterday the Nuggets beat the Kings 136-105, the Rockets over the Clippers 115-113, the Bucks beat the Celtics 116-101, the Pelicans over the Trailblazers 143-120. Tonight, the Nets will face the Mavericks, the Warriors will go against the Timberwolves, the Jazz will face the Grizzlies, the Cavaliers will go against the Wizards, and the Bulls will face the Hornets. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News, PG&E officials confirming that a crew working on a street construction project hit a gas line in Hayward Thursday morning, leading to a massive explosion.
A third party, unaffiliated with PG&E, struck an underground gas line. PG&E immediately dispatched our crews to the scene.
Sarkeesian with PG&E saying the flow of gas was eventually stopped, but shortly thereafter the explosion occurred, leveling two structures and injuring six people. Former Gavin Newsom aide Dana Williamson was not in court Thursday for a hearing on the 23 federal charges she faces, a attorney saying she's ill and awaiting a liver transplant.
There's no purpose or point in her being here at court appearances like today. They'll last very shortly, and really not much is done other than the setting of new days.
Williamson accused of organizing a scheme to steal $225,000 from a former political campaign account, falsifying documents and tax fraud. Two co-defendants have pleaded guilty. Gas prices in the state, $4.39 a gallon, down 10 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Staples presents an easy holiday.
Running a small business during the holidays is hard.
No truer words were.
But this year, Staples helped me have an easy holiday.
Your script has a typo.
Nope, easy peasy. I just ordered online at staples.com and picked up in store. And with UPS on site, shipping was easy too. Plus huge savings on tech, custom cards, even my holiday sale signage.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com today for up to 45% off select laptops.
That was easy.
Ends 12/27.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department, baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Most sweet potatoes are yellow or orange, but purple varieties are gaining in popularity. 5 years ago, a few growers were dabbling in the purple root vegetable. Now about 1,000 acres are being grown in the Golden State, according to Scott Stoddard, University of California Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor in Merced County. California produces about 25% of U.S.-grown sweet potatoes, with most of them grown in Merced, Stanislaus, and Kern counties. During the past 5 years, California plantings shrank from more than 21,000 acres to about 18,000 acres as sweet potato sales slumped, prices stagnated, and production costs climbed for the labor-intensive crop. There is hope that improved varieties could turn the sector around. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smalkin Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smalkin Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday. Upper 60s Sunday through Thursday and 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 31 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This is Dr. Brad Dick. They say that time flies when you're having fun. The last 25 years have gone in a flash, and now it's time to retire. I thank everyone that has given me the privilege of helping them feel better today. I look forward to seeing you all around town and having a conversation. I hope to see all of you soon.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Mid-State Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Mid-State Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Mid-State Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed following yesterday's Dow record. Investors are still punishing tech stocks. Chip developer Broadcom reported upbeat earnings. Its outlook is optimistic, though Broadcom shares opened down 7.5%. Oracle, which tumbled Thursday on concerns about spending on artificial intelligence, opened down another 0.5% today. Cannabis stocks are rallying following a report that the Trump administration may ease regulations. Tilray brand shares up 39%, Canopy Growth shares up 26%. Costco reported higher sales and upbeat earnings. It's also seeing strong demand for both affordable essentials and splurge items, though Costco shares opened lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. For decades, our family has believed in one thing above all else: do right by people. That's why we never discount our jewelry. We price fairly every single day. No inflated tags, no discount games, just honest value and pieces we're proud to stand behind. But today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. To make room for our new original K-Johns collection, we're doing something very special. We are liquidating our entire current inventory. This isn't a marketing event. This is our way of saying thank you to a community that has supported us, trusted us, and grown with us for generations. We want you to have the opportunity to bring home something beautiful at a price that truly reflects our gratitude. We're excited for what's to come and honored to take this next step with you. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K-Johns Jewelry Company, from our family to yours, thank you.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we get ready for freedom of speech. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition. And don't forget on that 75, you can text us.
Have I told you lately that I love
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Congratulations to Mr. Pat Kelly. He was one of the qualifiers this week on trivia, and he is the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place. Mr. Kelly, you got 30 days, but you got to count for vacations and weekends and stuff like that. I mean, not vacations, holidays. So, but best always call the office number at 238-1230 before you come down and battle the traffic and the rough roads and so forth and so on. Congratulations, Mr. Kelly. Let's see here. A couple of things regarding, not that, it was down here. I called a few weeks ago about flashing brights to let drivers know something is wrong. Somehow it turned into people driving too slow in the fast lane. We need a universal signal that tells drivers that something is wrong. Well, I thought it was the Napomo salute. Napomo salute for those of you. All right, another one here. Slow moving vehicle code, blah, blah, blah. Is a California statute that makes it an offense for motorists of slow moving vehicles not to drive in the far right lane of a roadway. A slow-moving vehicle or a slower driver is one that operates at less than the normal speed of traffic that is moving in the same direction. A violation of this code is charged as an infraction, and the driver will receive a ticket plus 1 point on their driving record. Okay, well, that's good to know. Let's see here. Separation anxiety. The separation anxiety is the owner, not the animals. Well, this had to do, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from an email that came in regarding the Vine Street. Do you know if you are allowed to bring our dogs to the showcase? And Chris said that there's something on the flyer that says, do not bring your... Is it dogs specifically or animals?
Dogs.
The big D. Okay.
What other animals are you going to try to bring anyway?
I don't know. Somebody may put a parrot on their shoulder.
Okay, that's fair. Come dressed up as a pirate to the Vine Street Victorian Showcase.
Well, either that or Scrooge or something. So that is common. Now, again, it always comes this time of the year. The question is, okay, they're asking you not to, but if you do, what's going to happen? don't know. It's just a consideration, shall I say. Let's see here. What else do we have? Gibson. Bruce Gibson. Oh, I did write this down, a little something here. How can a government official not know our labor laws, especially one that is so obvious and should have been given a closer look considering it's a relative, it's his wife. If he had integrity up front, he would have taken extra steps to make absolutely sure he doesn't cause a questionable transaction. He have something, and whatever that means, I can't make this out anyway. And why doesn't his HR department know either? Even though he so eloquently and diplomatically apologized, we hold our officials to a higher level of accountability, and people need to keep that in mind when they vote. Well, it doesn't matter for some because him and Hill kept getting elected. I know his theory, take advantage of the benefits today, pay the fines later. Not a trustworthy mindset for a government official, but typical of government official with no integrity. Okay, well, the labor laws, I'm not sure every government official knows the labor laws. I'm not sure that most people know the labor laws. Now, the HR, yes, that would be the responsibility. However, under the circumstances, hiring your wife, even if it was legal, what does it look like? Nepotism in capital letters, and you can say, well, he has the right to do it, but it's not illegal. Well, that doesn't mean it is right. Now, also a question I would have, where was, once again, our outstanding county council? Or I wonder if anybody on the board said, hey, Bruce, this isn't a good look. We have, when I mean we, political elected officials around the country, their numbers keep going down as far as what the people think of them regarding trust. And then that word that I hate, transparency. So why would you do this and try to get away from it? And then you come back with your, according to this, eloquent and diplomatically apologized. I don't think it's eloquent. I think it's another sleazebag move on this guy's part. But again, HR and our county attorney say, hey, Bruce, probably shouldn't do this. Okay? But we're paying top dollar for these officials, so you can understand why that may not have happened. Let's see here. On the text, according to the CHP, it's also illegal for citizens on their own to use their flashers hazards on any road just because they feel there's either a large truck in the road or brake lights up ahead. Too many people take it upon themselves to become the road police. I don't know what the red lights are, the flashers or hazards. For citizens to use their own, on their own, to use flashers, hazards on any road just because they feel that it's either a large truck in the road. I'm not putting that together. I don't know. I have used my flashers coming in the morning when I'm going under 55. I'm assuming that may be legal. I don't know. Chris, do you know if that's legal? You've taken a driver's test.
I have recently.
More recently than I have, let's put it that way.
Right. Okay. I don't think I remember, though.
Okay, so we both probably failed.
Well, I barely passed, I should say.
All right. I don't know, remember what that states, but I do know that. And I see people driving on the road with flashers once in a while when they're going under the speed limit. Or maybe there's something with their car that they're trying to get it to the next off-ramp or wherever they're going because there's issues with it. I've seen that. So I don't know exactly what the law says, which, again, that's an admittance of guilt. Admittance of guilt. All right, what else do we have there other than road rage and also the separation anxiety for the pet, as the email indicated here, though it's not for the pet, it's for the owner of having to be away from their pet. and that has become a little bit more prevalent. The food police up in the Bay Area may be coming to a city near you on limiting food choices, because a lot of the foods that we decide to eat on our own are unhealthy. And since government is paying more of the bill for our health care, why not? Shouldn't they then be in charge of what we eat? Also, I came across something. The question I asked my buddy Al is, can you buy certain foods with the SNAP or EBT card? It says here, according to Al, yes, you can generally buy junk food like chips, candy, cookies, and sodas with an EBT SNAP card because they have a nutrition facts label. But this is changing in some states with the new 2026 restrictions on sugary drinks and snacks, with more states likely to follow. SNAP covers most groceries, but excludes alcohol, tobacco, hot foods, and supplements. However, states are increasingly seeking waivers to ban specific non-nutritional items like sodas and energy drinks. All right, well, I'm sure California would not be one of those. What can you usually buy, still allowed so far, on these government cards, or I should say taxpayer-funded cards? Chips, crackers, popcorn, cookies, nuts, ice cream, gummies, fruit snacks, drinks, soda, energy drinks, sweetened juices, staples, fruits, veggies, meat, dairy, bread, and grains and coffee. And as I mentioned, alcohol, tobacco, and medicine are not allowed, hot foods or meals, unless specific, and vitamin supplements. And again, changes are happening in quite a few states around the country. The bottom line, check the state that you live in on the rules regarding these, but expect more restrictions on sodas and treats in the near future. Okay. Let's see here. Again, I don't know this. I'm assuming that when you go to the checkout for these items that... is it the card or the person at the register that knows that you can't buy these on the card? I don't know. Perhaps some of you do. That would be interesting to find out. All righty. Shortages. We have key shortages here in this country, and two of them are nurses and teachers. And what are some of the reasons? Well. Lack of support is a big issue for teachers. In other words, they're not getting support from within. Political pressures, it says, and increased non-teaching responsibility like counseling and security. These factors, combined with declining enrollment in teacher prep programs, creates a broken pipeline where demand outstrips supply. So when you look at some of these, the non-teaching responsibilities like counseling and security, it's no wonder why we have this. Now, there's other things as well. Of course, you know, the general burnout, or maybe they picked the wrong career. Who knows? Now, also what's happening is that schools, because of this, are having to allow people who are not credentialed come in to teach that. The emotional exhaustion and so forth and so on. But here's something else that I came across by looking this up. That more and more Americans are looking for jobs that are not stressful. Okay, I don't know. Each person defines stress on their own. I don't know what the exact definition of the word stressful is, but I wonder, because I didn't find it when I was looking on this, that, you know, Americans are looking for less stressful job. I wonder if that has to do with, okay, you want a less stressful job, then your career path will be limited. Because with advancement in most cases in jobs, there is more responsibility. And as I said, everybody handles stress a little bit differently. We seem to be having a problem in this country where more people say they're stressed out. I really don't know what that means. Not on a daily basis, but just throughout our lives, we have things that come up that are, I don't know, either aggravating a little bit, may seem a little too much to handle in one time, but that's part of dealing with it and growing up and so forth. That's part of life. That sounds very simple, but it's the truth. And I always get a kick out of it every year because I get these emails from these different places and so forth on how stressed out people are at Christmas. And I always laugh because we know when Christmas is coming. We should know how to prepare. And okay, let's start. Hey, Thanksgiving is coming. That means a lot of things are going to be going on and so forth and so on. But what do we do? Like we're doing our midterms in college, we wait till the last minute and then we say we're stressed out. Well, we brought it upon ourselves because we did that. We ate and we delayed and so forth. So anyway, we have a growing population that doesn't want stressful jobs. Well, okay. Then what job do you want and what kind of lifestyle do you want? Because, again, success usually means a little bit more, I'm not going to say stressful, but more, what's the word I'm looking for if it's not stressful? Well, more responsibility, all right? So you be surprised how that if you get into situations like that, you'll be able to realize that you can manage it. You can manage it because you're forced to. And again, I sometimes wonder in our, you know, several past generations, and I'll even go back to the 1950s and 60s, because we've lived in a soft generation, except for those who have served. We've been pretty comfortable, so we really haven't had what many would think is real stress or hard times and so forth. So we've grown up in this comfy lifestyle. And my goodness, I have to do this. I have to work 8.5 hours. I have to do this. I have to do that. I can't handle it because we haven't been taught how to handle it. And I don't put that necessarily on our educational system. I would put it on the parents, as I do with most things, is you got to teach them and they have to learn. That's just part of, having more birthdays. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, we've had a lot of your callers, frequent callers, as been pretty vocal against our great district attorney, Dan Dow.
Mm-hmm.
And, Dan's got an awful lot of issues on his plate to look at and a lot of things that we have no idea what kind of things have to be considered when they make decisions down there. So I just like to say that in any case, really, even when we criticize Bruce Gibson, we don't all know the whole thing, what he's dealing with or what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, what do you mean? Specifically, what do you mean with what Gibson is dealing with?
Well, I mean, if we get back up, let's back the tape up. Let's leave Gibson out. But any individual, especially in law enforcement, where there's so many legal things that they have to watch out for, in order to save a case, in order to be able to prosecute, they're walking on eggshells. And I just think we don't need to be shooting our own. Dan's a great man, a great godly man. He's very intelligent, has the highest integrity that anyone could imagine. This guy, whoever this caller was, he said that he doesn't know whether he can support him anymore. I'm assuming he's a conservative. I don't know what to say. It's just pretty frustrating.
Well, anybody who is in a high-profile position, they're going to get criticism. So are we not to criticize people that are in those positions if we don't agree with their decision?
I think it would be best in this case to try and contact the office without broadcasting it He's getting enough criticism. I mean, he's being persecuted, basically, for his faith, primarily, by the other side. So we don't, we, those conservative Christians that believe in him, are
Are you saying that if I'm a conservative Christian and a conservative Christian in a high position makes decisions I don't like, I shouldn't criticize them?
No, you should call him directly.
Well,
you can criticize him. You can find out before you start bad-mouthing him all over the place. There's something called the Eighth Commandment, you know.
Well, how about
bearing, bearing false witness? And if you're just going off because you're just, you've seen a few headlines or you've read a few articles or watched a few podcasts or some YouTube or, God forbid, TikTok stuff, and you get emotional and then start bad-mouthing somebody without having all the information, especially from their side of the story.
Well, I realize in some cases the information, particularly with regarding the law, needs to be or has to be limited to simply because it's the law and, you know, information that they can't release and so forth. But perhaps if somebody is critical of what, whoever the official may be, maybe the other people that hear it would say, you know what, I agree with this person. And so now you have a person who's, you know, obviously probably wanting to get a strong message to the official that, hey, I'm not the only one. I brought this up on the air or wherever, and now a lot of people aren't happy with the decision you made. So I don't see what's wrong with that. Plus, it's part of the job.
Okay. We can agree to disagree on that case, I guess.
Yeah, and here's something else on people in high-profile positions. And again, this is any high-profile position, particularly an elected one. Would you advise them to stay off social media?
Well, yeah, it would be something to consider very deliberately before they post stuff, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so we're 50-50 on disagreement and agreement this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Well,
that's good.
Just thought I wanted to give another a viewpoint on that, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call. We got to run.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Yesterday afternoon at about 1:10 p.m., the Paso Robles Police Department responded to a call for service regarding a road rage incident and a man who brandished a handgun at a victim near Spring and 9th Street. Officers located the suspect, later identified as 56-year-old Jay Alba of Paso Robles, and took them into custody. They were booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. City of Atascadero is currently accepting band applications for its upcoming 2026 Saturday in the Park Summer Concert Series. This is the city's 23rd annual summer concert series, consisting of 7 concerts spaced between June and August. Concerts will be held at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand at 6 to 8:30 each day. Applications can be found on the City of Atascadero's webpage. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s, it's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley.
We are all Kilmar.
Protesting in the dark as Kilmar Abrego Garcia arrived for an early morning Baltimore ICE check-in the day after a district judge released the so-called Maryland man from ICE custody as he continues fighting deportation to Africa or Costa Rica. The illegal migrant also charged with human smuggling in Tennessee. The media are warned by a Utah judge no more mistakes like showing the shackles on the suspected Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson at his first court hearing Thursday, or he'll ban cameras from court. The 22-year-old seen smiling and joking with his lawyer at the pretrial hearing. President Trump signs an executive order on artificial intelligence, limiting how states can make their own regulations and embed AI with their own biases. And a Hard Rock betting survey finds a quarter of Americans plan their Christmas around sports. Football still tops. America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Okay, a couple of reminders. I don't think I mentioned it earlier, is that Kenny and Darsha will be in this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, for your Open Mic Friday. That's 12:30 till 2 here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Also, a little reminder as well that tomorrow morning at 6:05, it's Pure Country. Then Diane is once again back for the Country Store, so you have all that going on this morning here on The Right Choice, or not this morning, this afternoon and tomorrow here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. As I'm vamping a little bit here because we had a little snag with the computer on one of the, we call them carts, and we have to, for whatever reason, it decided to disappear this morning here on The Right Choice, so I'm trying to get it back, and I think I did right now.
North County weather.
There you go. Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sunshine today, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s. And we'll have, let's see here, low 70s on your Saturday. Then Sunday and through most of the rest of the next week, we'll have upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down, 7:04 a.m., 4:51 p.m. We are at 34 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online. HutchHeatingAndAir.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. The First Baptist Church in Paso Robles coming up this evening, 6:30, and this Sunday at 2 o'clock, they're going to have Oh Come Let Us Adore Him, enjoy some nice Christmas season music and so forth, and you'll experience the wonders of 34 voices accompanied by an orchestra of strings, winds, and percussion that will come together to help remember that even in the darkness there is hope bigger than our circumstances and stronger than ourselves. So that, again, that's at the First Baptist Church in Paso Robles. Of course, that is on 16th and Park. 16th and Park. Paso Robles Lions Club would like to invite you to for their public holiday dinner and fundraiser the 16th. That is this coming Tuesday, 5 o'clock, and the big barbecue from Jeffries. You'll play the game left, right, center, which is a blast. All proceeds from the event will be returned back into the community through Paso Robles High School's scholarships, sportsmanship awards, and other local projects. And again, that is taking place at the, where is it? It's not here. I'm looking to see where it's at. I don't know where it's at. Presented by price, date, time. Oh, location, Jeffrey's Barbecue. That's at 819th 12th Street. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got you covered every single day. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. You still have time to do your job. Make sure you head on over Aaron Cantrell, Mark Buckman, Robbie McKee, Travis Hansen, Luke Phillips. We have Spencer Robertson and B.B. Casey. Saturday's local celebrities include... Whoa, there goes the button. Mary Ellen Tidwell, Kathy Smith, Larry Griffith, Sylvester Arano, John Bull, Susan Schwartz, Lily Smith, Zoe Kalar, Sunday, Gabby Silva, Ron Lutz, Wendy Roverstein, Pat Black, David Hanisch, Elizabeth Perry, Mary Negetti, Deborah Fletcher, Raymond Cordoza, Allison Corella, and it says he, let's see here, Frank and Darlene Reed. All right, and there you go. Okay, on my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of, John Jay, and one of our great statesmen, 1745, 1829. Oh, this guy was a really good actor. I loved him in Key Largo in particular. And that is Edward G. Robinson, 1893, 1973. And we have the chairman of the board, although Whitey Ford is the real chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, 1915. Frank passed away in 1998. Bob Barker, The Price is Right, 1923, 2003. One of the great basketball players of all time, still with us. Bob Pettit, 1932. Car guy, Wally Dallenbach, 1936. Peter O'Malley, owner of the Bums, 1937. Connie Francis, 1938. We lost her this last July. Terry Kirkman of the Association, 1939, 2023. Dionne Warwick, 1941, from the Moody Blues. Mike Pender, 1942. Dickie Betts, Allman Brothers, 1943. From the Dave Clark Five, Mike Smith, 1943. Grover Washington Jr., 1943, 1999. The Roadrunner, pretty good ball player. Ralph Garr, 1945. Clive Bunker from Jethro Tull, 1946. Race car guy, Emerson Fittipaldi, 1946. Also, we have Paul Rogers, musician, 1946. Nine. What a fabulous voice. Reuben Carter, football, 1952. Kathy Rigby, gymnast, 1952. Got a chance to meet her. Ralph Yoseptian, kicker, Cowboys. I think he's was in jail. He was born in 1953. Sheila E. was born in 1957. Tracy Austin, Hall of Fame tennis player, 1962. John Randall, man, that guy could play some football, 1967. And who else do we have here on the list? Orlando Hudson, baseball, 1977. And that is it. All right. Where are we at? Running out of time. One of the greats, Wilma Rudolph, passed away on this day in 1994. The real Robinson Crusoe, Alexander Selkirk, 1721. Oh, my man here. Charlie Pride died in 2020. Danny Aiello, pretty good actor. He died in 2019. Former resident here of the Central Coast, courtesy of the Men's Colony. Ike Turner, 2007. Peter Boyle, I just got a kick out of that guy. He died in 2006. Joseph Heller, catch 22, 1999. Ann Baxter, Academy Award winning actress, 1985. David Sarnoff, oh, pioneer in radio and television, died in 1971. The, well, quite interesting, Tallulah Bankhead, 1968, Douglas Fairbanks Sr., 1939, and that is it. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, the first NBA player to score more than 20,000 points. How about that? He is regarded as one of the greatest power forwards of all time. If we go back in time, 6'9", played at LSU, still holds some records there, an amazing career. He was the MVP twice in the league, also won the NBA All-Star Game Award four times. And he is still the career holder from the Hawks in rebounds and, career rebounds. He averaged 16.2. That's the most in history of the Atlanta Hawks. The one and only Bob Pettit goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A section of South River Road will be closed next week on Thursday, December 18th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The closure is for construction work consisting of power pole upgrades. Closures will be between Creston Road and Navajo Avenue on South River Road. Supervisor Bruce Gibson announced that his wife will not be returning to work as his legislative assistant. Sherry Gibson submitted her resignation on Thursday, with Gibson releasing an apology, saying his decision to bring Sherry back was based on legal determination provided by county council in 2016. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s, it's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
For his career, he was a 10-time first-team All-NBA, NBA champion, as I mentioned, two-time MVP. Also, his career stats, well, 26 points a game, 16 rebounds a game. Bob Pettit, the one and only. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.